I work in Higher Education Development Center. My research field is library and information science. And I try to complete my dissertation in Japan. I'm here today to give a presentation based on my ongoing dissertation work, even though it's in progress. I'm very pleased to share my ideas with you today. The title of today's presentation is Building Collaboration Between Faculty Members and Librarians and its Strategic Approaches. The topic is divided into five parts. I'm going to start by talking about the outline of my research, including the current higher educational situation in Japan. And then I will move on to methodology, the outline of Alam College, outline of the case, and the result of the case study. And I will finish by reviewing what we looked at today and what areas are for future study. Point one, the outline of my research. In Japan, colleges and universities have undergone a massive reform since the 1990s in the context of declining in the 18-year-old population and constructing both internal and external quality assurance systems in order to adjust to globalization. One of the features of this reform is to review the educational systems fundamentally and to take public accountability for their performance. College and university libraries were also asked to review their learning support as part of this educational reform. In this presentation, I use the words of learning support, which is the same as information literacy instruction. The objectives of learning support are for students to realize the educational function of libraries and to enhance their learning outcomes by means of acquiring effective and efficient information use skills. The more learning support has been provided, the more the research has been conducted by LIS researchers, including college and university librarians. In the articles, some of the main issues regarding library support have been indicated, such as collaboration between course learning and library use, and learning support by means of faculty member and librarian team teaching. It has been considered that without solving these issues, learning support would be too difficult to enhance learning outcomes. Recently, teaching support has also been suggested by LIS teachers, LIS researchers and librarians. Teaching support means a kind of information literacy instruction which is provided for faculty members. It would be based on the consideration that if faculty members would recognize the educational role of libraries, faculty members would work with librarians more, and librarians could provide more effective learning support for their students. As well as learning support, some articles on teaching support have been conducted. Many of them are practical research based on their own experience. One of the main issues on learning support and teaching support is concerning building collaboration between faculty members and librarians in college and university education. There are many articles which have taken up this issue for discussion. While I do not explain the contents of these articles in this presentation, these articles indicate the importance to study building the collaboration between faculty members and librarians in order to enhance learning outcomes. Point two, methodology. In order to study the issue, I have conducted case studies regarding building collaboration between faculty members and librarians in the context of college and university education. The research questions are as follows. 1. How do faculty members and librarians collaborate in learning support and teaching support provided by libraries? 2. What are the librarians' main approaches to faculty members? Which librarians could promote to build a collaboration between faculty members and librarians? And 3. What are the causal conditions inside and outside libraries which promote collaboration between faculty members and librarians? In order to answer these questions, I have conducted case studies at Alan College, the University of Michigan, and the University of Western Ontario. Alan College and the University of Michigan are in the United States, and the University of Western Ontario is in London, Canada. The purpose of this presentation is to indicate categories regarding the second research question based on the qualitative case study at Alan College. A sampling of the case. Cases are selected by purposeful sampling, especially maximum variation sampling. Cases are selected based on the purposeful sampling with the three conditions as follows. 1. Cases with librarians and faculty members work together in students' learning. 2. Cases which librarians provide support directly for faculty members. And 3. Cases which librarians provide learning and teaching support in collaboration with other professional staff, such as educational developers, instructional designers, and administrators. Based on these conditions, cases have been selected. Sampling inside a case. The sources of evidence are primary and secondary documents regarding Alan College. The data in detail are as follows. 1. The interview data provided by Alan College librarians and teaching faculty members who have been involved in learning support or teaching support. 2. The archival records, administrative documents, statistical data, and newspaper clippings regarding Alan College and the library. 3. The data on physical artifacts used in learning support and teaching support. 4. The observational data on learning support and teaching support. And 5. Reports, articles, dissertations, and books regarding Alan College Library, and articles and books regarding Alan College. Analyzing the data. The data was analyzed by thematic coding, which is an analytical method of qualitative research. This analytical method was developed for comparative research based on the grounded theory approach proposed by Strauss and Corbin in 1990. The process of the analysis is composed of open coding, axial coding, and selective coding. The differences between the grounded theory approach and the thematic coding approach are sampling and selective coding. In the thematic coding approach, as for sampling, cases are selected based on the criteria for sampling. The criteria have been decided previous to selecting the first case. As for analyzing, a model of each case have been developed before comparing with other cases. the semantic coding approach has the advantage of not only clarifying similarities and differences between cases, but also clarifying the uniqueness in each case. I'm explaining the basic idea of the grounded theory approach. You might know, but I'm explaining it a little. The basic idea of the grounded theory approach is to read a textual database and discover or label variables, which are called categories, concepts, and properties, and their interrelationships. Open coding is a part of the analysis concerned with identifying, naming, categorizing, and describing phenomena found in the text. Accept coding is the process of relating codes to each other by a combination of inductive and deductive thinking. To simplify this process, grounded theorists emphasize causal relationships and fit things into a basic frame of generic relationships. The frame here, the frame consists of phenomena, causal conditions, contexts, intervening conditions, action strategies, and consequences. Selective coding is the process of choosing one category to be the core category and relating all other categories to that category. Point three, the outline of Alam College. Alam College, have you ever heard of the Alam College before? No? Okay. Yesterday. Okay. It's a good question. Thank you. And Alam College is a four-year private liberal arts college located in Richmond, Indiana, United States. The Society of Friends founded in 1847. According to National Liberal Arts College of America's best colleges in 2011, it is ranked as the 75th best liberal arts college in the United States. The number of students is 1,200 undergraduates. 48% of the students ranked in the top 20% of their high school class, but more than 76% ranked in 40%. Their teaching faculty is around 100 staff, both academic and administrative, total 246, which includes a library director, 8 reference librarians, and 4.8 library staff. Alam College provides one graduate course and 40 undergraduate courses. The educational objective is for students to acquire ways of knowing, not to gain knowledge and research method applicable to a certain field. Therefore, its education is very interdisciplinary. Since students are expected to conduct independent study, active learning, such as research papers, group research, experiments, and fieldwork is introduced into many courses. In the 1960s, students asked librarians many simplistic reference questions because they were not familiar with how to use information effectively. Therefore, librarians have to spend much time and energy in order to respond to these rudimentary questions. Since faculty members were not familiar with learning support function of libraries, they did not encourage students to use libraries nor ask librarians. In recent decades, the more resources have been produced because of the explosion of information, the more confusing it is for students to find information effectively and efficiently. Faculty members have problems with poor quality research papers, only used online resources. Librarians have thought that building collaboration with the faculty members would be inevitable in order to solve the issue. Therefore, Alamon College Library has built collaboration with faculty members in the college education since the mid-1960s and has influenced libraries in the United States through its workshops and presentations on its practices. Alamon College is very famous in the United States. And point four, a result of the case study. Based on the case study of Alamon College, some categories were extracted as a result of the analysis. A conceptual framework. Before explaining the second question, I would like to confirm the conceptual framework of this research. I think librarians' approaches to faculty members means marketing for library service. The conceptual framework of marketing could be applied to it, especially marketing for non-profit organizations, the purpose of which is to attain the social missions of the organizations. In the context of colleges and universities, one of the social missions is to attain the educational objective. Alamon librarians are involved in learning support and teaching support in order to attain the educational objective of the college, which is to acquire ways of knowing. The librarians expect that learning outcomes would be enhanced and the library would become a more effective educational tool of the college. This means that the cost effectiveness of library would be improved because the college invests a lot of its budget in the library. A role of librarians. In Alamon College, when they conduct learning support and teaching support, librarians regard themselves as facilitators in a college education, neither keeper of books nor educators. Librarians as facilitators coordinate a learning and a teaching environment in order that students and faculty members could achieve their better results. The assumption is based on the concept that the heart of the college is teaching and learning, that is, the education process, not libraries. Therefore, librarians do not develop library use education programs to expand and strengthen library service. They develop the Alamon programs to support the needs of students and faculty members. In other words, librarians develop it because the users need it, not to satisfy some professional mandate. Concepts of approaches and the strategic approaches one. Proactive approaches.